Where are your dollars from the White House? Where are they from that five and dime? Did the old songs start to cheer you? And the dice still make you cry? Did you count the months and years? Or did your teardrops quickly dry? I know 15 was not to be on a coffin ship. I came here and I never even got so far that they could change my name. Thousands are sailing across the western ocean to a land of opportunity that some of them will never see. Fortune prevailing across the western ocean. Their bellies full, their spirits free. They'll break the chains. Death of afternoon, we stepped hand in hand on Broadway, like the first man on the moon. And a blackbird broke the silence as you whistled it so sweet. And then Brendan Behan's footsteps, I danced up and down the street. And we said goodnight to Broadway, giving it our best regards. Tipped our hats to Mr. Cohen, dear old Times Square's favorite bird. And then we raised a glass to JFK and a dozen more besides. When I got back to my empty room, I suppose I must have cried. Thousands are sailing again across the ocean. We're a hand of opportunity, just tickets in a lottery. Postcards we're mailing, the sky by skies and oceans, from rooms that daylight never sees. And lights don't glow on Christmas trees.
Welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash.
And my name is Tony Davern.
And I didn't introduce you yet. With me in the studio today, I have the lovely Tony Davern, the Irish ambassador to Louisiana. And if you can tell by our first track, yes, we're doing Freetown Radio St. Patty's Show. And the theme this week is...
Thousands are sailing.
Thousands?
Thousands are sailing. Not to be confused with thousands.
For my English audience, I'll say thousands are sailing. How long have you been in Louisiana, Tony?
Roger, I'm going on. I think I'm getting into my 11th year living in the Acadiana area.
I think it's about time you learned English.
No. No.
Well, never mind that.
I gotta stay true to the people down here and speak a bastardized version of the English lang.
You sound so sexy on the microphone today. I'm so glad you're sitting close to me.
Well, I am a very sexy person, especially at this time of the year.
We'll ask Sheila about that later. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Freetown Radio. No, this isn't the Irish talk show on AM radio. This is Freetown Radio, and the first song that we heard today are Thousands Are Sailing, which just so happens to be the theme of our show. And that was The Pogues from their 1986 album, If I Should Fall From Grace With God. And we got a lot of music today for St. Patty's Day. We're going to have a great weekend this weekend, and let the festivities start now. Got a lot of music to get to. We're going to open up with what, Tony?
We're going to start, well, before you can travel somewhere and leave a country, you have to go through the process of saying farewell. So I thought we'd lead off with our next tune from the great, wonderful traditional Irish band, the Bothy Band, with a set of tunes called Farewell to Erin. From what recording is this?
This is from their After Hours record. It was recorded live in Paris in 1979.
Okay.
And here we go with our first set. Thank you.
sweet Acushna dear. I'm fairy of my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know, is ringtime. Come near, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on with game. We got to go and I do the same, my Irish Molly, oh. Molly dear, and did you hear? I furnished up the flat. Three little cozy rooms with bath and welcome on the mat. It's £5 down and to the week we'll soon be out of debt. It's all complete except they haven't brought the cradle yet. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet Acushna dear.
March morning, I bid New Orleans adieu. And I took the road to Jackson Town, a fortune to renew. I cursed all foreign money, no credit could I gain. Which filled my heart with longing for the lakes of Pontchartrain. I stepped on board of a railroad car beneath the morning sun. I rode the rods to evening, and it laid me down again. All strangers there, no friends to me, till a dark girl towards me came. And I fell in love with a Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. Thank you. I said, me pretty Creole girl, me money here's no good. And if it weren't for the alligators, I'd sleep out in the wood. You're welcome here, kind stranger. Our house is very plain, but we never turned a stranger out on the banks of Pontchartrain. Took me into her mommy's house, and she treated me right well. Her hair upon her shoulders in jet black ringless fell, to try to paint her beauty, I'm sure 'twould be in vain. So handsome was my Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. Well, I asked her if she'd marry me. She said this could never be, for she had got a lover, and he was far at sea. She said that she would wait for him, and true, she would remain till he returned to his Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. Fare thee well, me bonny own girl, I never miss you more. But I'll ne'er forget your kindness in the cottage and by the shore. And at each social gathering, a flowing glass I'll drain. And I'll drink a health to me Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain.
That was a beautiful song. Paul Brady with the Lakes of Pontchartrain. And if you're just tuning in, I have Tony Davern in the studio with me today. Why? Because St. Paddy's Day is coming up. And we want to take this opportunity with Freetown Radio to do St. Paddy's show. And we just played one of mine and Tony's favorite songs, the Lakes of Pontchartrain, which I first heard in the mid-80s. And that was a live version that Paul Brady did on the BBC, I think a couple of years ago. The original version was on his 1978 album.
You're Welcome Here, Kind Stranger, I think, was the album, Roger.
Right. Who recorded first?
I think the first recording was a recording that Planxty did back in 1974 on an album called Cold Blow and the Rainy Night, I believe. Great album, great band, Planxty. And before that, of course, we had from the 1981 album, The Star Spangled Molly, we had the great traditional Irish band De Danann with a song that they brought back. It was a song that was originally composed in New York for the dance hall scene. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I would say the turn of the century, maybe the 1920s. And I believe you know who it was written by.
Some guy named Schwartz actually wrote the song, a really nice Irish name.
That's right. I believe it was a Jewish fellow, Roger, that wrote that song for the Irish audience of the dance hall scene in the 20s. And then it found its way back to Ireland once again, courtesy of De Danann.
Wasn't the mayor of Dublin, you had a Jewish mayor in Dublin for many, many years, didn't you?
We have a proud connection with our Jewish friends in Ireland. And in fact, we have had more than one Lord Mayor that was indeed a Jewish fellow.
Oh, an interesting historical fact.
You're going to learn it all in Freetown here today.
And before that, we heard Farewell to Erin. And that was the Bothy Band. And that was from their After Hours record. Is that right?
That's right. 1979, The Live in Paris. Another great album, which I highly recommend if you want to get your Irish on this weekend.
Yeah. Speaking of getting your Irish on this weekend, I think Sunday at the Blue Moon, there's going to be a St. Paddy's Day party.
Yeah, we do our annual, what we call the Real Irish gathering, St. Paddy's Day gathering at the Blue Moon. And this year I'm going to be playing with my good friends Pete Dawson and Kendall Rogers in a band I formed called Kelgen. And we'll be playing at the Blue Moon from 6 o'clock. And before that, for all you folks that want to come down and join us, if you play Irish music, come down and join us for a session or a jam session, which is going to be started about 4 o'clock. And we'll also be featuring some dancing. My wife from the Ryan School of Irish Dancing, Sheila Ryan, will be teaching anyone who wants to learn a Cayley dance, an Irish Cayley dance, to come on down the Blue Moon at 4 o'clock this Sunday, the 17th, St. Patrick's Day.
I think your two beautiful daughters will be accompanying her. Is that not right?
That's right. The wonderful Roisin and equally wonderful and talented Aoife will be there singing songs with their daddy and dancing with their mother.
Oh, great dancers they are, too.
They certainly are. Love you two girls, if you're listening.
We got a lot of music to get to today, and we're going to move on to our next set. And we're going to open up this next set with one of my favorite Irish bands, Planxty.
Mm-hmm.
And what track do we have here, Tone?
This is a great recording, an old recording, and we went through the history of this recording, but the version I heard was Christy Moore's version, which you're going to hear now, singing on on the album After the Break, which was recorded in 1980. And this track is called The Good Ship Kangaroo. We're going to go for a sail around many exotic continents in this song. Christy, I believe, got this song from the singing of Elizabeth Cronin, who was a collector and singer of songs from Macroom, County Cork.
Very good. And alternate title for this one is a Bristol Sea Shanty, and we think it's from right around the mid-19th century. And let's check it out and see what it sounds like. Here we go.
I was a waiting man that lived at home at ease. Now I am a mariner that ploughs the angry seas. Oh, I always loved seafaring life, I bid me love adieu. I shipped as steward and cooked me boys on board the Kangaroo. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either proven true, as we sailed away through Milford Bay on board the Kangaroo. Think of me, your
think of me, she mournfully did say, when you were in a foreign land and I am far away. And take this lucky thruppenny bit, it'll make you bear in mind that loving, trust and faithful heart you left in tears behind. Cheer up, me all true love, don't weep so bitterly. She sobbed, she sighed, she choked, she cried and could not say goodbye. Oh, I won't be gone for very long, 'tis but a month or two. When I will return again, of course I'll visit you. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as we sailed away through Milford Bay on board the Kangaroo. Our ship was homeward bound from many's the foreign shore, and many is the foreign present unto me love I bore. I brought harnesses from Tenerife and ties from Timbuktu, a China rat and a Bengal cat and a Bombay cockatoo. Head off I sought her dwelling on the streets above the town, where an ancient dame upon the lithe was hanging out her gown. Where is me love? She's vanished, sir, about 6 months ago, with the smart young man that drives the van for Chapel and Son and Co. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as we sailed away through Milford Bay on board the Kangaroo. Suds and blue, parts through love and paint and starch and wash and soda too. Oh, we go on to some foreign shore, no longer can I stay. On some china hot and tot, I'll throw myself away. Oh, me love, she is no foolish girl, her age it is 20. Me love, she is no spinster, she has been married twice before. I cannot say it was her wealth that stole me heart away. She's a washer in a laundry for 1 and 9 a day. Oh, I never thought she would prove false or either prove untrue, as we sailed away through Milford Bay on board the Kangaroo. Thank you.
John Riley came from Galway town in the years of the Irish hunger. And he sailed away to America when the country was much younger. Now the place was strange and work was scarce, and all he knew was farming. So he followed his other Irish friends to a job in the U.S. Army. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is their sad story. How some get drunk on demon rum and some get drunk on glory. Now they march down Texas way to the banks of the Rio Grande. They built a fort on the banks above to taunt old Santa Ana. They were treated bad and paid worse, and then the fighting started. And the more they fought, the less they thought of the damned old U.S. Army. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is a sad story. How some get drunk on demon rum and some get drunk on glory. Church bells rang on a Sunday morn that set his soul to shiver. He saw the senoritas washing their hair on the far side of the river. Then John Riley and 200 more Irish mercenaries, they cast their lot, right or not, south of the Rio Grande. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is a sad story. Ah, some get drunk on demon rum and some get drunk on glory. They fought bravely under the flag of the San Patricios, till the Yankee soldiers beat them down at the Battle of Churubusco. Then 15 men were whipped like mules on the cheeks, they were hot iron branded, made to dig the graves of 50 more who were hanging faded handed. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is a sad story. Some get drunk on demon rum and some get drunk on glory. John Riley stands and he drinks alone at a bar in Veracruz. And he wonders if it matters much if you win or if you lose. Well, I'm a man who can't go home, I'm a vagabond, says he. I'm a victim of some wanderlust and divided loyalty. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is a sad story. As some get drunk on demon rum and some get drunk on glory. Adventure calls and some men run, and this is a sad story. As some get drunk on demon rum and some get drunk on glory.
With some beautiful stuff. We just heard Tim O'Brien.
Tim O'Brien, I believe.
Tim O'Brien. See, the Irish is getting to me.
That's right. It's all the Jameson we got going on here in the studio right now.
O'Brien, O'Brien, they're all the same.
Asher, 'tis all the same.
And tell us a little something about that cut.
Well, you took us on a trip to Mexico there with the chieftains, first of all. I followed the good ship Kangaroo that we heard from Planxty. So we took a trip to Mexico with Carlos Nunez and the chieftains. And then Tim O'Brien painted a little picture about the San Patricios, who were the deserters from the American Army in the American-Mexican War. And they went on to fight with the Mexicans because they had far more in common with the Mexican Army, the good Catholics over there and who liked to drink and party and hang out. They had much more in common with them, they felt, than the American Army, which was ruled at the time by a lot of Protestants, and mainly English Protestants, that treated them fairly unfairly and kind of gave them reason to jump sides. And in particular, that's a song about the leader of the San Patricios, John Riley. And if you ever go to Mexico, you can go and see where the San Patricios, the St. Patrick's Battalion, are buried in San Angel, Mexico.
San Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And that middle track, the Sailing to Mexico, was off a Chieftains record, which I believe was produced by Ry Cooder. It was the Chieftains featuring Ry Cooder. And the whole album was about the San Patricio.
Mm-hmm. They got a lot of action back in the last 10 years. People got really interested in researching the San Patricio. It's a good story.
Right. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And don't you know that Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette? And today I'm here with Tony Davren. We're broadcasting on 88.7 FM. We're doing the St. Patty's Show for Freetown Radio. And our theme this week is Thousands of Sailing, Our Sailing. I got to get that tooth fixed. And we're going to move along because we got more music to go, and I think we're going to be able to get everything in along with this good information that my friend Tony is imparting to you about these songs. And the next song, this is one of my picks. Pronounce Sean's name for me.
Sean Tyrrell. I was very impressed with this pick, so go ahead.
And this is a song called No Go. And this is from Cry of a Dreamer, great album that I bought back in 1996 when it came out. And I believe Tony has the same one in his collection.
I certainly do. And I used to spend many a Sunday morning in Monroe's pub in County Galway, in Galway City, listening to the great music of Sean Tyrrell. And I believe this song is based on a poem by Louis MacNeice, a fine modern era Irish poet.
Well, let's give it a whirl. Here we go.
No go the merry-go-round, no go the rickshaw. All we want is a limousine, a ticket for the peep show. Their knickers are made of crepe tissue, their boots are made with python. Their halls are lined with tiger rugs and their walls with heads of bison. Johnny McDougally found a corpse, he put it under the sofa. He waited till it came to life, he hit it with a poker. Sold its eyes for souvenirs, sold its blood for whiskey. Kept its bones to use for dumbbells when he was 50. And it's no go the yogi man, no go Blavatsky. All we want is a bank balance and a British card and a taxi. Annie McDougall, she went to milk, she caught her foot in the heather. She awoke to hear a dance record playing of old Vienna. No go your maidenheads, no go your culture. All we want is a Dunlap tile, the devil man, the puncture. The Laird of Felspintogmany declaring he was sober. Counted his feet to prove the fact, found he had one foot over. Mrs. Carmichael, she had her fifth, viewed the job of repulsion. She said to the midwife, take it away, I'm too at overproduction. And it's no go the gossip column, no go the Kayleigh. All we want is a mother's help and a sugar stick for the baby. Thumb when he couldn't count the damage. He took the hide of an Ayrshire cow, he made it into a bandage. His brother caught 300 grand when the seas were lavish. He threw the bleeders back on the sea and he went upon the parish. And it's no go the herring bowl,
It's no go the Bible. All we want is a package of fags when our hands are idle. It's no go the picture palace, no go the stadium. It's no go your country cottage, your pot to pinch your geraniums. No go the government grants, no go the elections. Sit in your ass for 50 years and hang your hat at pension. And it's no go my honey love, it's no go my poppet. I'll work your hands from day to day, the winds will blow the profit. The glass is falling hour by hour, the glass will fall forever. But if you break the bloody glass, you won't roll up the weather.
Tinker boys, they hissed advice, but were I turned and shook as we had a look in a room where the dead man lay. So big Jim Dwyer made his last trip to the shores where his father's lay. But 15 minutes later we had our first taste of whiskey. There was uncles giving lectures on ancient Irish history. The men all started telling jokes and the women they got frisky. By 5 o'clock in the evening, every bastard there was pesky. Fairly well gone away, there's nothing left to say. Farewell to New York City boys, the Boston NPA. He took them out with a well on cloud, and I often heard him say, I'm a free-born man of the USA. He fought the champ in Pittsburgh, and he slushed him to the ground. He took on Tiny Tartanella, and it only went one round. He never had no time for rights, for drink or dice or hurt. When the fight was right, so they sent him to the war. Very well gone away, there's nothing left to say. With Snatcher Joe and an Aaron Gomer, loves in America. The calling of the rosary, Spanish wine from far away. I'm a free-born man, love the USA. Yeah! Always love you, I always did, I always will. Fairly well gone away, there's nothing left to say. But say adieu to your eyes as blue as the water in the bay. To Big Jim Dwyer, a man of war who was often heard to say, I'm a free-born man of the USA. I'm a free-born man of the USA. I'm a free-born man of the USA.
As the Pogues fade away in the distance. You're listening to Freetown Radio. I'm here with my pal Tony Davern, and we're celebrating St. Paddy's Day a couple of days early because Freetown Radio only comes to you once a week, Fridays at 3.
Well, you got to build up to St. Patrick's Day anyway, so you got to take a 3 or 4 day run at it.
Exactly. We're in training right now, as a matter of fact.
Yes, we are.
And we just heard The Body of an American, and that was none other than the Pogues. What a great song. What a great songwriter, Shane McGowan.
Boy, that man can write a song, that's for sure. How good is that?
That's really
and
good.
And you might recognize that song, that tune, for if you're fans like Roger and I are, of the TV show The Wire. When they would say farewell to one of the cops in the show, they would stage a fake wake in a bar, and they would lie out the retiring cop on a pool table, and they would all give him a piece of their mind, what they really thought of him while he was lying there. And in the background you would hear Shane McGowan's Body of an American in the background, so you might have heard it from that show, The Wire.
Right, and that was from their 1986 album, If I Should Fall From Grace With God.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And before that, we heard the Great Dubliners. We apologize for the scratchy old live recording from the 60s.
That's right, I believe from 1965. That was Ronnie Drew. Before they were the Dubliners, I think it was Ronnie Drew's band. And that was one of the favorite ballads from the 60s, MacAlpine's Fusiliers, that was originally wrote by the Dublin poet Dominic Bean, who was the brother to the great Brendan Bean, who wrote The Old Triangle.
Right. And we opened up that set with Sean Tyrrell.
Sean Tyrrell.
This reminds me of when I had the New Orleans show and I was trying to pronounce Wardell Kayser and I couldn't get it right, even with 10 tries, because every song was produced by him.
We're definitely going to have you pronouncing Sean Tyrrell right by Monday morning.
Well, if I can get your daughter's names right by Monday morning, I'll be in good shape.
There you go.
And it looks like we got time for one more set. We're cruising right along here. By the way, the name of that Sean Tyrrell track was No Go, which continues in our little traveling theme. And now we're going to go to one of my favorite punk bands from the mid-80s. You might say they were post-punk, a great Irish band called the Fatima Mansions. And we're going to hear Only Losers Take the Bus, one of my favorite tracks from their great album, which was called Viva Dead Ponies. And then we're going to come back and we're going to sell you off. And here we go.
I'm not stupid, I'm a man.
Get out, Marshal Lord.
Friends, oh, we descend plastic food.
And it looks like we've done run out of time. I want to thank Tony Davern for coming in for my Freetown Radio St. Paddy's Day show.
No, Roger, I'd like to thank you. Thank you for having me, and happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Everybody have a great weekend. Tell them where you're playing again this weekend.
We're playing on Friday night in Brobridge at Café Joie de Vie. On Saturday, we're playing at the Bread Company on Kylie Saloon. And then Sunday, Café des Amis, 11 till 1 in Brobridge. And then 4 o'clock till late, we're playing at the wonderful Blue Moon here in Lafayette. And all those gigs will be featuring the Ryan School of Irish Dance and some other friends.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Everybody have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves. We're going to go out with
Never Tire of the Road from my favorite Andy Irvin, and this is simply Tenderlicious.
Tenderlicious, and we know who this is going out to, don't we?
That's right.
All right. Tony, thank you for coming. That was the easiest show I ever did on Freetown Radio. We'll see you next week, Fridays at 3.
Diaguit.
I was just a small-time country boy when I left that dust.